Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Woo! Well, here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. We got a great show, and we do have a quack report. We'll get to that. But what we're going to talk about today is some of your product labels and give you a heads up what's coming down the pike regarding your foods and supplements and what you're going to see on labels. Also, we're going to be talking about some dental issues, oral health, and if we get enough time, we'll be talking about a few other things. So we'll see how the hour goes, and we'll move through all this great information that is designed to empower you to live healthier lives so you can enjoy life. Yay! But before we get to our quacker, I want to say a big salute and semper fi to all our military and our Marine Corps, always praying for them. God's hand of protection be upon them. And you know what? While you're praying, don't forget to pray for all of America. And speaking of that, they have this big National Day of Prayer coming up, I think August 6th in Houston. So you better mark your calendars for that. I mean, if everybody lifts up their voice to the Lord and ask for help, he'll heal the land. And we need some righteous men and women in office. We really do. We gotta get it together, people. We gotta bring God back into the picture here. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're gonna talk about the TSA employees. They're in trouble. Apparently, they've been getting some super-duper doses of that radiation, standing a little bit too close to those scanners, and all of a sudden, they're developing cancer. Yeah, the Electronic Privacy Information Center obtained some documents through the Freedom of Information Act, and it revealed that the TSA employees are reporting cancer clusters among their own employees who work near the radiation body scanners. Now, DHS refuses to issue some sort of tags or biosmeters so the TSA employees can monitor their exposure. But, you know, I guess that would be out of the question because, you know, I'm sure those scanners kind of off the charts there with some seriously alarming radiation levels. So not sure what they're going to do about that. And moving along in the quack report, Big Pharma is under the microscope a little bit. They're pushing this drug for, it's an epilepsy drug. It's called the Neurontin. And basically, mainstream researchers actually are coming up with some evidence that, of course, nutrition and other natural therapies are really more effective a lot of times than drugs are. And they're also putting these reports in published documents, the Archives of Internal Medicine and the Journal of the American Medical Association. They're also listing some of the things that are a little upsetting in the big pharma ethical area of practice. There's an article in those journals that show that drug pushing, not science, appears to be the motivating factor behind a study on this drug called Neurontin, which currently widely used as nerve pain for nerve pain, but they want to see if they could use it as a drug for epilepsy. So they designed a study. Bottom line, though, is the promotional trials that they set up for this is really just to sell drugs, and research subjects physicians to the information, true or not. And the purpose of the study is really just to push more drugs. Big Pharma is allowed to get away with seeding the studies, that's what they call it, but the practice is pretty much unethical. Of course, the trial on this drug was supposed to study the dose to see if Neurontin could be tested per dose to use in epilepsy cases, but they had an uncontrolled and unblended study. So, in other words, the criteria was not good for the study, and on top of that, they had the marketing personnel involved in collecting the data on the study. Where were the scientists? Where were the doctors? I don't know. And speaking of pharma, Johnson & Johnson, pharmaceutical division, they are recalling 16,000 bottles of a schizophrenia drug called Risperdal and 24,000 bottles of their generic version of that drug. According to a recent report, they found trace amounts of a chemical that is used to treat the wood pallet that store and ship the company's drugs. Apparently, it's contaminating the drugs themselves. The same reason basically happened when they had a recall, the Tylenol, Motrin, Benadryl, and some other drugs there. Risperdal basically is known to cause those some really serious side effects, abdominal pain, vomiting, aggression, anxiety, dizziness, and lack of coordination. So that's been recalled. And last but not least in the quack report, a new study is confirming that what we've known for a long time, you and I have known this, that olive oil contributes to better health. Isn't that great? According to researchers, they followed about 7,000 people age 65 and older The study was done in three French cities for the duration of 5 years, and they said olive oil helps greatly reduce the incidence of stroke. The people who use the olive oil either in their cooking or to put on their bread, to dip their bread in, or on some other foods actually lowered their rate of stroke than people who didn't use it. This study is going to be published in the Journal of Neurology. Stroke, pretty common symptom and illness in older people, and olive oil, pretty inexpensive, easy way to prevent it, you know? Just go get some olive oil. Stroke is the third leading cause of death in the U.S., okay? And we have like 145,000 people die each year from a stroke, and about almost 800,000 experience a stroke. So get some of that olive oil. Also, Italian researchers found that olive oil combined with your green leafy vegetables help prevent heart disease. So another study using extra virgin olive oil helps combat breast cancer. And, of course, you know, a woman in the United States is diagnosed with breast cancer every 3 minutes. So run out there, get you the janitor drum size of olive oil, and be healthy, folks. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about your labels. And specifically, we're going to be talking about what is called, quote, a clean label in the food and supplement industry. Because that is a term that they used in the food industry, clean label. Food manufacturers basically struggle on a daily basis with a problem of using organic ingredients without having to add colorings and sweeteners and preservatives to promote the great taste, the texture, and the shelf life consumers have come to rely on. Now, some supplement manufacturers also are encountering the same issues. And consumers out there, you guys are the driving force behind what is called a product with a clean label. According to Innovate Market Insights, more than 20% of new products launched in the marketplace were free of additives and preservatives, and about 10% were labeled as, quote, natural. So let's look at really matters, because according to the International Food Information Council Foundation, they did a survey in 2011, and a majority of their, they just launched the results of the survey they did in 2010, let me correct that, and a majority of the consumers, they said, make food and supplement purchases based on taste. Now, taste is still the top factor by about 87% if consumers are going to purchase a product or not. And if you go down the list, price was also mentioned, and it mattered about 79% of the time. And then what was next was whether the product was healthy or not. That came in at 66%. That's kind of incredible to me. Taste, priced, and then if it was healthy or not. After the healthy, other factors that consumers listed when they purchase or make purchasing decisions were the following. If the product is convenient to use, 58% said that. And lastly, if the product had sustainability, 52%. In other words, did it perform? Did it do what it needed to do for you? So no matter how healthy a product is for you, basically it has to taste good, apparently, look good, and have some good texture for a majority of consumers to buy it. So taste is king, and few consumers are willing to trade taste for functionality. So taste plays that major role if products are a success in the market, and if, for the most part, it is the reason for the most part our marketplace is pretty much saturated with products that are laced with sweeteners and colorings and texture modifiers and preservatives. Now, I also perceive that the nutraceutical industry is going to exploit both taste and functionality, at least in their marketing, okay? Well, let's look at the taste factor, the flavor of it all in your products out there, because the foods and the supplements of the future, you're going to see them in the marketplace, are going to include flavor programs now that are being designed to enhance taste, flavor, and so forth. So flavor technologies are combining flavor compounds And these companies are partnering right now with brand recognition products that are already in the market. So the big guys, you know, Nestle, Coke, Pepsi, they're kind of trying to get in bed with these big brand companies to sell their new flavor technology. Now, the race is on for customized flavor development and generic food flavorings that were used so long in the industry are really not efficient enough, they say, to sell products. So the concept is to market products with color, aroma, and texture that matches the flavor profile. So in the food industry, they call this, quote, mouthfeel, the mouthfeel of a product. Okay, so the marketing hype that will be that these products, quote, taste healthy. That's what they're shooting for. So when manufacturers max out the flavor concentrations of their flavor technology programs, when they max out the flavor concentrations, they can actually make a product taste sweet without adding sugar, and they can give a fat-free product the taste and texture of foods that naturally contain fat. So exotic fruit flavors that have been successful in marketing products, they will be used more abundantly in the future. Of course, you can expect to see antioxidants on the product label and in all the advertising. And the technique is to take small amounts of exotic fruit flavors and combine them with common fruit flavors to create a novel new flavor. So mixing also herbs with fruit flavors is also gaining popularity. That's why you see a lot of products out there, for instance, maybe ginger mixed with plum, kind of a new twist. That's what they want. So what is the biggest growth area in the market? Well, according to the research, the biggest growth in the market is food products, which also includes your supplements, that have fewer additives and a very short ingredient list. So the food market is scrambling to develop, quote, natural food colors that are stable enough to sustain the food pH. So the market is changing. And an example is if you you can't hardly find a bag of red pistachios anymore. There's an indicator for you. Consumers have accepted that pistachios are not naturally red, but they're tan, and sales are up on pistachios. That's cool. People are aware pistachios are not red. They're not doused in food colors. So it looks like more consumers are trying to retrain their taste buds to recognize what food is supposed to look and taste like. Okay, getting back to that. A majority of these consumers are the baby boomers. And you take, for instance, a natural sweetener that's replacing the processed white sugar. Stevia is a big one. It is a natural sweetener. And according to Zenith International, which did a UK-based study on alternative sweeteners, they said stevia sales are up 27% from 2009. So consumers, they said, globally spent $285 million on stevia. And they estimate that by 2014, stevia sales will reach $825 million. So it's kind of a balancing act for the food market. It's a tough balancing act between taste and healthfulness. So when this industry masks your flavors, they sometimes get undesirable results. So not everything should taste like chocolate pudding or a piña colada. There is a reason foods taste bitter or are naturally sweet. Let's take, for instance, the former, the bitter. The bitter is usually a medicinal food, and the sweet is usually a nutritional food. So foods that are naturally medicinal are composed of concentrated chemicals that are bitter-tasting to produce an action in the body, and a little of that particular item will go a long way. A comparison would be your chili peppers and a strawberry. The hot peppers enhance circulation and digestion, and normally we would eat a small amount of that very hot-tasting food. Strawberries are sweet, offer your vitamin C, and you can eat a greater amount of that food. And the mastermind behind how our food tastes is God. Who better to know? We would only need a small amount of medicinal foods and therefore to make them taste bitter. helping us out there. And, of course, you know, Confucius said, good medicine always tastes bitter. And this is true. This is so true. So, you know, we want to make sure you're not deceived by the food illusion that's going to be coming up in the marketplace. So before you buy a food that resembles a color chart and has pictures of exotic fruit on the label, know that real food ingredients are basically whole food ingredients and not isolated compounds from food. So in nature, foods and medicinal plants have strong chemicals called alkaloids, and they also have buffer chemicals with them to help us to properly absorb these chemicals. So if you separate these chemicals, it produces a very different outcome and not one that our Creator intended. So this process of isolating chemicals produces pharmaceuticals, and they have side effects. So the food industry is about to get more complicated while it rushes to project a simple and basic image on product labels. So as consumers, you're going to need to be more vigilant when it comes to your foods and supplements. There are a lot of foods out there that taste good but are not good for you. And, of course, cultures that use basic foods and have fewer processes in making those foods offer the most nutrition, and they also have, their culture has less disease. So keeping it simple and basic seems to work. Of course, you know, you hold the key as consumers. You do, because you influence what foods and supplements make it in the marketplace. So if you want, quote-unquote, clean labels on your foods, then buy foods that now offer those labels, and you've checked them out, and they're authentic. Now, my rule of thumb is, if a product has more than 8 or 10 ingredients, then it probably isn't a clean label. More than 10 ingredients, and the odds are that there's additives, fillers, flavor enhancers, usually MSG, which is given a different name, has a lot of aliases, that MSG. So people need to get back to real cooking in their kitchens and stop trading their health for convenience. Now, there are many Mediterranean cookbooks out there that can get you out of the kitchen in about 30 minutes with a healthy meal. You know, and I'd rather spend the time in the kitchen personally than in the doctor's office. So as the newfangled technology-driven food industry rushes to prove that they know more than God, there are some places where doing it the old-fashioned way, well, works best. Some things just get better with age, like slowly aged wine or fine-crafted antiques, because nothing can replace the time that it takes to make something really good. And Apothecary Herbs uses whole organic plant, not fractionalized plant compounds. No, no. They actually use the whole plant, and they slowly age the herb concentrate. So God selected that flavor profile, and you know what? They honor that. So bitter herbs stimulate organs, stimulate digestion, stimulate circulation, and you're going to use less of the Apothecary Herbs product compared to the mass-produced supplements on the market. They also specialize in organ cleansing and immune boosting, but also have formulas for blood sugar, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, fertility, pets, and much more. So you can give them a call and ask for a free product catalog. They have a toll-free number that's 24/7. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and their new international number is 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, or you can visit their website, www.thepowerherbs.com, because, you know, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yes, empower yourself, get educated, get proactive, be less dependent on any of those pharmaceutical drugs that make you weaker, not stronger. Okay, well, we are going to move along to dental issues. We've got a few minutes before the bottom of the hour break. Because, you know, we've got that new health care coming, that Obama health care, you know, if they don't do something, it's coming, right? It's going to be here before you know it. You got that socialized health care, and it's also going to include access to not only your physicians but your dentists. And, you know, I had a cousin that lived in England for a little while, And they had the socialized health care over there. And she was telling me a little bit about the experience over there. She also had one of her children over there. And, of course, you know, you're only allowed to be at the hospital a few hours after birth, and then you have to leave. You can't stay there for days. No. So, you know, it's. I guess, you know, it's. They got that set up over there. Like, if you're going to deliver a baby, you swipe your credit card and pop out that baby and dipe it, swipe and dipe and leave. You know, and the Brits sometimes, you know, have an interesting way of dealing with the long waiting lists on getting some dental treatment. I don't know, root canal filling, whatever. It usually takes you 8 months to get in to see a dentist, according to my cousin. And the Brits deal with that misfortune in a different way. They usually get a pair of pliers and a bottle of whiskey. And that's no joke. So we're going to have to be a little bit more careful with our health these days and stay out of trouble health-wise, because we don't know what's coming down the pike regarding availability of services and what's going to happen. So let's look at some of the research and studies on our nation as it deals with oral health. Some recent studies have revealed some shocking discoveries. There was a 2007 study that said that more young children were getting more cavities than just a decade earlier. And the study documented children which still had baby teeth that had cavities. This is the worst statistic ever seen by the American Dental Association and the Center for Disease Control. At least 5% of babies that they studied had tooth decay by the time they were 9 months old, and 15% had tooth decay by 12 months, and 17% by the age of 4 had some significant tooth decay. The study also stated that 40% of the children 12 to 19 had periodontal disease, and 59% had at least one cavity. Another study done by a pediatric physician showed that pregnant women who had poor oral health were 7 times more likely to deliver prematurely and had higher risk deliveries and low birth weight babies. So another finding in the research was that breast milk does not contribute to tooth decay in babies. So there's a plus. Infants that are fed baby formula and solid foods contained more sugars and actually increased their risk of tooth decay. So across the pond in the UK, they are not faring any better. 45% of their 5-year-olds have tooth decay in their primary teeth. So there's a trend here, and it's all about, I'm believing it's all about the diet. So it starts from within. It's not basically the fluoride and all those swooshes and things that you have with the fluoride and all that brushing. We're going to get to all that. It's some other things that you can do inside the body, and we're going to talk about some of those things that you can do. Stay out of the dentist office, save some money, be healthier, be more comfortable. Because tooth pain is not fun. It is. And me, I don't like the dentist. I don't like to go. So if I have to go, it's a serious matter. But I know I'm coming up to bottom of the hour break here. But on the other side, we're going to talk about our cavities. We're going to talk about fluoride and some natural solutions. Be right back.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And we're talking about oral health. Want you to be healthy out there. You got to ask yourself why kids are getting more cavities. Well, despite the overall improved dental health, the groundbreaking improvements in dental health in the United States. Why are preschoolers more likely to have cavities than kids back in the 90s? Well, one possibility is that children are drinking more soda and juices than they are water. Dentists are recommending that, you know, children shouldn't consume more than 4 ounces of juice per day. Another factor that a study mentioned was that some of the contributing issues to tooth decay in the children is the busy lifestyles of the families that today. Parents say they have less time to take care of even the most basic instructions, and they're not taking the time to spend a few minutes helping children to brush their teeth. Mary Hayes, who's the pediatric dentist and a spokeswoman for the American Dental Association, advises parents to help their children brush their teeth until they're old enough to tie their shoes by themselves. The lack of parental supervision, they say, and a poor diet could be why 28% of children ages 2 to 5 have at least one cavity in their baby teeth. Now, this finding is up 5% from just a decade ago, and according to the survey by the National Health and Nutritional Examination Council and some other population studies, children who have cavities in their baby teeth are more likely to have cavities in their permanent adult teeth. So they say that the overall picture of oral health in America for older children and adults is that tooth decay has been falling, going down since the 60s, with teenagers and adults having fewer cavities and less gum disease. So there's a plus, okay? And let's talk about that fluoride for just a second. You know, who hasn't heard about all the bad things associated with fluoride? Well, if you have looked into fluoride, you know that it is not to improve oral health. And there are really no authentic studies that prove it prevents cavities. Now, what prevents cavities is to consume no processed sugar. During World War II, the U.S. Navy came across some secluded natives on the South Pacific Islands who had really no cavities. They had perfect teeth. There were no dentists, no toothbrushes, no fluoride, no floss, and no white sugar on the island. Of course, the diet of these islanders consisted of basically fresh fish, fowl, fruit, vegetables, and, of course, water. And, you know, they looked much more like the Native American Indians that our early English settlers discovered. And you remember what they wrote about them, the Native Indians were the picture of health. So a generation later now, these islanders have been converted over to the American diet, and guess what? They have narrow jaws, they have crooked teeth, and they have tooth decay. Again, one can ascertain that fluoride and, you know, dairy products are not enough at providing adequate protection to prevent tooth decay. Really, they're not. I mean, all the cow's milk in the world for the calcium, not going to help you. Well, so what is your dental plan then going to be? Well, if socialized dental care is going to be here in the United States, what options are you really going to have? You need some backup options. You really do. Now, I bet you didn't know that there's some herbs out there that contain some super concentrations of calcium, magnesium, and boron that, you know, 100 cows put together really couldn't match. So it is much easier for the human body to metabolize calcium-rich vegetables or herbs than it is dairy calcium, and you will also reduce the risk of unwanted calcium deposits like bone spurs and so forth. So it's amazing that the herbs that are high in the calcium will have that perfect proportion of magnesium and boron for absorption, and these herbs also help the body to build healthy, strong bone, actually build up healthy tooth enamel, the dentin, and also improve the strength of connective tissue, cartilage, muscles, as well as your, you know, strong bones. So the herbs you want to look for are going to be two parts calcium, one part magnesium and boron, horsetail herb, oat straw, comfrey root, lobelia, all excellent. You can use them in combination together. Or if you just don't want to go out there and find them, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because they have it in it. Aged concentrated liquid, so you can check that out. If you have gingivitis, bleeding gums, things like that, they have that wonderful tooth and gum restorer. So excellent natural way to deal with that. It's also great for canker sores, loose teeth, and just anything oral, it's very good. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com or you can look it up in their free product catalog if you call them toll-free and ask for one. It's 866-229-3663. That's a 24/7 number, so you can call right now if you wanted to and leave your name and information, and they'll send it to you free of charge. Now, if you're outside the U.S., the international number is 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219. All right, we got some time, so we're going to be talking about some exercise. Should we talk about exercise? You know, it's the summertime, or should we talk about male dysfunction, the ED? I don't know. Let's talk about the ED. If we get time, we'll talk about exercise next time. But the ED is an important thing, and you know, I like to do male topics on the show, so you know, because the male listeners are important. Yes, they are. So let's talk about male dysfunction, because I do get some calls about the erectile dysfunction issue, and I get it from both men and women that are concerned about it and want to know what they can do to fix it. And this is really the most common sexual dysfunction that men have, ranging from either a mild ED or to severe. Now, medical science expects men, especially the baby boomers, to have erectile dysfunction at some point in their lives. So the line in the sand that medical science has drawn indicates that there's a prevalence for erectile dysfunction, and it's really going to be after the age of 50, they say. So men are more willing to talk about ED than they are in the past, which has really increased awareness of the dysfunction. And medical science is searching for new ways to treat the problem, and also admits that until recently, men were either not treated at all for it, or they were undertreated for the condition. So let's look at some of the statistics real quick. The statistics on this particular problem are worse than you would think. 1 in 10 men globally has ED. That means 30 million U.S. men suffer from this dysfunction. Now, if a man is a diabetic, you know what? He's got a 50% chance. He's also going to have erectile dysfunction within 10 years of his diabetic diagnosis. Now, if men smoke one pack of cigarettes per day, they actually increase their risk of experiencing erectile dysfunction by 50%. And according to medical science, the older men get, the more likely they are to experience this problem. So men over the age of 40 have about a 39% chance, and men over the age of 65 have a 65% chance of being diagnosed with erectile dysfunction. Well, let's look at some. There's like three levels, according to medical science, of this dysfunction. If erectile dysfunction happens occasionally, they say maybe 2 to 3 times out of 10 attempts, they say it's kind of a mild condition. If the percentage of successful attempts diminishes like to 4 to 6 out of 10 attempts, then the category shifts to moderate. And, of course, if successful attempts drop to 3 or fewer, they consider that severe erectile dysfunction. And what are the symptoms? Well, erectile dysfunction isn't always a physical obstruction that causes the problem. A majority of the men with erectile dysfunction say they have anxiety or tension or low self-esteem, or they have a lack of confidence and they have relationship difficulties. Often when men take cardiovascular medications, they also experience this problem. Now, a 1997 Newsweek article on erectile dysfunction reported this, quote, "Each new drug with its attendant publicity brings more men into the game. Some urologists expect the number of men seeking treatment to double in the coming years," end of quote. So what this statement indicates is that the medical community is very aware that drugs are a contributing factor to the erectile dysfunction problem, and that advertising campaigns that have on the TV now, you know, on the side of buses, you name it, that means drugs are out there more than ever before. It increases the likelihood that more men will see the advertisement, take the drugs, and get the erectile dysfunction side effect. So there you go, marketing at its worst, I guess. So let's look at some of the scientific causes. The medical doctors have a list of conditions which they say tend to cause the erectile you know, dysfunction. Or on the list is vascular disease, like your diabetes, your hypertension, smoking. Also, they say surgery, like your prostate cancer or colon cancer surgeries, can contribute. Nerve damage, like a spinal cord injury or multiple sclerosis or even a stroke, is a contributing factor. Endocrine imbalance, in other words, hormone imbalance, you have low testosterone, that can occur as men get older. Emotional disorders like depression, anxiety, and stress can contribute. Also, prescription drugs, as we've discussed, blood pressure meds, some sedatives, narcotics, antidepressants, and even alcohol can contribute to erectile dysfunction. So which drugs seem to cause ED? Let's get down to some names, shall we? Well, prescribed medications that treat a disease can also affect your hormones, your nerves, your circulation, and it can all result in erectile dysfunction. So you want to check the physician's desk reference, known as the PDR, before you take any medications and see if they have that side effect. Now, the big culprits are going to be your diuretic drugs, your antihypertensive drugs, your antidepressants, your anti-anxiety drugs, your anti-epileptic drugs, your antihistamines, your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, your Parkinson's disease medication, your anti-arrhythmia drugs, your histamine H2 receptor antagonist drugs. Oh, my goodness. I'm not done. The list is long. Your Tagamet and Xanax, for instance, and also muscle relaxants, prostate cancer drugs, chemotherapy drugs are all on this list. Wow. There is also a broad list of medications that contain other ingredients that can cause, that can also cause the ED, like drugs that contain amphetaminophenes, barbiturates, marijuana, methadone, nicotine even, opiates, and cocaine all can contribute to erectile dysfunction. There are some more drugs because medical doctors are treating ED with some new drugs. They're treating it with the PDE5 inhibitors like your Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis. Now, Viagra is your big seller. It's big. Advertised 70% success rate is what you hear about the Viagra. It's made by Pfizer, and it has been around since 1998. The Levitra is made by Bayer GlaxoSmithKline, and, of course, Cialis is made by Lilly, which all have been on the market since about 2003, and they both have similar effects. So these drugs block a chemical in the penis that makes the erection subside, which offers the side effect of a four-hour erection. And, of course, you're told to contact your doctor if that happens. So these drugs do not really mix well with some other medicines, especially medications that contain nitrate or nitroglycerin. A common side effect of these PDE5 inhibitors are going to be headaches, facial blushing, nasal congestion, indigestion, and visual disturbances. And additional side effects, if you're using Cialis, is going to be back pain and muscle aches. So there are some other medical treatments, because if that prescription drug route doesn't really appeal to you, some other treatments medicine has is they offer the following. They have a vacuum pump to draw blood flow to the penis for the erection. They have penis suppositories about the size of a grain of rice, and that is designed to release medication to dilate blood vessels to increase blood flow to cause the erection. They also have injections of medications directly into the penis, causing the same effect as the suppositories, or they have surgical implants, not unlike breast implants, completely housed within the body, not visible to anybody. So all of the drugs for the erectile dysfunction offer the side effects, which is, you know, that long four-hour erection that lasts way, way, way too long, which can also cause tissue damage to the penis. So some people just don't want to go there, you know. Is there another way, though, Miss Wendy? Well, you know, before you graduate with a degree in ED, you should investigate other options. Now, if drugs are the major factor that contribute to erectile dysfunction, investigate how you can get off those drugs and use something else. So lifestyle is usually going to be a primary cause for your doctors to prescribe those drugs, so change the lifestyle. Look into that healthy lifestyle and be committed to it. So herbs that can help strengthen your system and help you in the transition off prescription medications are also an option. Herbal formulas for your cardiovascular system, diabetes, smoking, prostate, bowel, tension, anxiety, depression, sinusitis, allergies, pain, inflammation, Parkinson's, hormone imbalance, the list is endless. But there's always, God didn't expect you to need a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy, so he's got you a backup plan. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and they will send you a free product catalog, and you can see all the items there. The item name, of course, the price, but more importantly, how to use it, the ingredients, so forth and so on. It is a learning curve, but the folks at Apothecary Herbs want to educate you so you can go out there and make some healthier choices and have excellent tools and the information on how to use them properly. Because you know what, folks? If you have an herbal product, a supplement of some kind, and you're just not using it smart, you're not using it correctly, it's like a kite with no wind. It's not going to be very useful. So it's important to have that information, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs do offer product support. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call toll-free. Get that free product catalog because your healthcare options just became endless at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're outside the U.S., 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. And I see by the clock on the wall, we got a few extra minutes, so we're going to talk about some exercise out there to protect your health. Because you've heard that old saying, if you rest, you rust. So you got to keep moving. Our bodies are designed to move. There's some areas of the country that are more proactive and staying healthy out there, moving their bodies. The Pacific region, 50% of the populace more active and more engaged in outdoor activities than the other part of the country. Overall, people on the Pacific, also the New England and mountain regions, get more regular exercise than the South Atlantic region. The South Atlantic region has about 15% of the people exercising. The East, South Central, and West South Central regions of our U.S. seem to be more sedate. About 13% of the people are getting enough regular exercise to make a positive difference on their health. Now, the studies are telling us that those with higher educational levels, the brainiacs, tend to be more physically active, they say. Those over 25 years old with bachelor degrees, twice likely to be engaged in some sports or some fitness activity on a regular basis. About 30% of the people over 15 years old actually select walking as a regular exercise, which means that it is a more popular form of exercise in America is walking. The top three states that have the highest exercise participation are Minnesota, Utah, and Oregon. And the bottom three states with the least amount of activity, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Louisiana. So basically, we got to get out there and exercise. So when you decide to engage in regular exercise, which is, 7 hours a week, try to put in an hour each day, you actually reduce your risk of premature death by 40%. Now, if you cut your exercise routine from 60 minutes to, like, say, 30 minutes a day, you will not protect yourself from the risk of premature death. And the most popular time frame for daily exercise for those 15 and older is between 30 to 59 minutes. So about 25% of the people are exercising for one full hour. So the moral of the exercise story here is do whatever you can to exercise, but make a serious effort. Challenge yourself and be make it interesting, so it doesn't get boring. Do whatever it is that you need to do to get that serious effort in and to sweat a little bit. Health experts say that if you are not breathing hard and sweating, you will not make a big enough impact to improve your health. So if you give 110% towards your workout, you're going to gain more than 1,000-fold on your preventative health care. And you didn't need the Obama administration to tell you that. You don't need a insurance card and I'll just waive the copay. So, you know, there you go. And it's interesting stuff, and you could do it all yourself. So I want you to be encouraged. There's some, if you're feeling a little stressed, a little depressed, a little anxious, you know, if you have those feelings and you feel a little hopeless out there in regard to your health, just know this, that exercise is going to stimulate your brain chemicals and it's going to lift your mood. You're going to be a happier camper. Also, exercise is going to stimulate your immune system for 2 hours after you've stopped exercising, so it's going to protect you from illness. So if you exercise and think positive at the same time, guess what? Your immune system is going to protect you longer for 24 hours after you finished exercising. Isn't that great? Doctors don't know everything and offer sometimes a diagnosis that is incorrect. So just, you know, do your homework, get a second opinion. Don't get down in the doldrums. I want you to be proactive and responsible for yourself. You created health problems if you have them now, so you can fix them. No one gets better feeling, you know, from exercise than you are. I mean, just watching people on the TV is not the same as exercising yourself, so you got to get out of the chair. Also, you know, have some emotional cleansing. Forgive everybody in the past that really messed you up, you know. Don't harbor bitterness and hateful feelings, you know. That gives disease a foothold, and don't let them do that to you. So forgive everyone in your past. Also, give love and receive love. That's a powerful cleansing tool. And laugh a little. The Bible says laughter is healthy for your bones. Yeah. So if you want to be healthy from within, do some laughing. But the main function of your physical body, basically, is to repair and heal. So it does that more efficiently if you get circulation going. So that means exercising. So there's no incurable diseases really out there. You can actually put a stop to disease. You have that power. So it's time that you whip yourself into shape. Pretty much, you know, put yourself in your own little boot camp. And you can start by saying, you know, I have that power. I'm in control. And I can be healthy, and I don't have to be feeling sorry for myself. And I'm in control, and I care about my health more than any doctor would ever care about it. So be proactive, and you can also help yourself out by getting rid of all that bad lifestyle, all those bad habits over the years. You can cleanse your system of all those toxins. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have some organ cleansing kits for men and women, and you'll feel so much better. You'll be amazed at how good you feel when you lift that burden off the system, and you just feel rejuvenated, younger. Check it out, and it's not that expensive, folks. It's really not. And it's not rocket science. You can do it. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Call them toll-free 24/7 at 866-229-3663. Complete instructions and a money-back guarantee and product support live person. I, a lot of times, answer the phone and you talk to me. Also, if you're outside the U.S., call 803-746-0219. So if you're outside the U.S., 803-746-0219. Or just visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So cleanse and nourish, people. That's the way to do it. That's the way to beat back the disease out there and just enjoy your healthy living, you know. Just keep it simple. It's insanely simple, I know, but it works. I'm almost out of time, but you know what? If you have a health topic, let me know what it is you want me to cover. Just send me an email off the powerherbs.com website or give me a call there Monday through Friday. We'll see if we can work it in. Hey, and don't go anywhere because, you know, Cover's call with Pastor Mike Hoover is right behind me. He's coming up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.